This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny, and I got a couple faves on the today from you, gals, if you will.
Okay.
One, I want you to rate my food choice.
Okay, and you're holding it up like you are selling it. I mean, I know that's what you do when you're not in the potty. You sell things for people with your face, body, and personality.
Mostly my body.
Yeah. But, okay, so you got that. I see a little TJ's.
Little TJ. I go to TJ's now. I'm a TJ guy.
I love Trader Joe's.
They're like half price to Whole Foods.
The Joe's are amazing.
Whole Food executives coming for me in the night. Anyways.
Let me have a look.
What do I do
have
with a look. Fingers.
Wipe them on your lovely skirt.
I have a compulsion.
You do double dream hands.
I knew you wanted to. Okay, so what is Danny drinking here? And sorry about my voice. I'm recovering from a little cold from my grandbaby who is so sweet and slimed her snotty.
Everyone's sick in Tennessee right now.
Well, that's actually not the truth.
Apple cider vinegar.
That's not the truth about her grandbaby at all. She tanked her hormones on perfect.
I would love it.
On purpose. Because we're trying out our particular ones and she wants to see their efficacy, how well they do compared to her regular hormones.
I see that big word.
So
I see you.
So anyway, she tanked her own hormones. Like she couldn't begin to be part of the test until she was zero and everything. And so
so when
her
your estrogen
system was
when
down.
Your estrogen goes down, you're at risk for
she
immune.
Never gets cold.
No, but there was a sweet snotty baby that I looked up. Okay, so this looks pretty good. But Serene, you know, you don't have to wear glasses. Because you didn't tank your hormones.
Help big sister.
Okay, so it's carbonated water, first nice. Ingredient, lovely. Organic apple juice concentrate, awful. But what is this sweet
sugar content?
It's
only a little bit. It's only 3 grams. I'm giving that a pass for Dan.
No, it's not. It's, Pearl, it's not 3 grams. You need your estrogen back. It's 9 grams of total sugars. No, 8 grams of total sugars, 9 grams of carbs. So 9 grams of that stuff.
Okay. I feel like he can handle it. Someone is really wanting to shed inflammatory fat layers, I wouldn't drink that all day because it's got a little bit of fruit juice.
It's 38% juice.
Okay. So I would be careful with that.
Could they have one a week?
Yes.
Even if you are thin like you are, but you have trouble with high blood sugar, that may not be that great for you. Yeah.
Okay, so this is a bit of a little sugar pop.
Mm. It is a bit of a sugar pop, Dan.
I can't be silent right now. I just can't be silent.
What?
I have this thing that's been weighing over my head for a long time. I can't even go to bed at night without the guilt and the sorrow over how I failed in this particular area.
What? Oh, we're not talking about
Christmas
my drink.
Christmas time.
Where are we going?
We were upstairs at our offices above the cafe, right?
How many years ago?
And this is just this Christmas.
Okay.
And up comes this box of the best kombucha ever, right? The best. But people have been giving us gifts for a while. It's kind of what happens around Christmas time.
When you're so famous.
No, it's not about that. No,
gifts.
No, I'm just saying John gives it to us.
Be careful when all men speak well of you.
Good old Sovereign John comes up trumps. He doesn't
he
even
does.
Love
he's
Christmas.
He's a gift
he
giver.
Up,
and one of it's John's spiritual gifts or love languages, whatever they're called, is gift giving.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he's really good at
he's
it.
He's like
There's
a Chinese
butters, my goodness,
factory.
No one gave better. I mean, that's those ones. That's
okay,
so
tell your
life,
story
right?
Because I've got
anyway,
to.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So all that to say is we were given this box of Bucci, right?
And is that what it's called?
No. I think the name. See, the problem is, I'll go to the name soon. Okay. And we were like, this is the best kombucha we've ever had. And it was a particular flavor for Christmas. It was very Christmassy. It was a special edition for Christmas. We're like, these are the nicest people in the world. Oh, my goodness. Fantastic. Great. And then our children, like, came over because we took the box home and we just shared them with all the children. It was great. Then at the bottom of the box, it had slipped down the side. There was a letter. And I read the letter. It was to you, Dan, as well. It was to all of us at the potty. And this beautiful lady, she was THM, but her husband and her run this kombucha business. And she was like, tell Danny how much, you know, I love his stories and everything. And then, you know, tell Pearl also that, you know, I've lost all this weight. Everything was just, this letter was amazing. You didn't even get to read the letter.
Nope.
Right? And it was just so, she was just like, I'm like, this lady is amazing. How sweet. And she had sent the kombucha so that maybe if we liked it, we could mention them, you know, maybe mention on the potty. She sent it as a blessing. She said, don't feel obliged to do this. But hey, if you mention on the potty.
But you did freak out over that kombucha.
That was the best butcher in the world. I think it was called Thrive. I remember the word Thrive. See, I saved that letter thinking I've done the worst of cardinal sins because it's all drunk and we were meant to bring it and let John try, Danny try on live. The potty live. And okay. There was none left.
Well, here, listen, I will help you.
So I saved that letter thinking that I'm going to go and this. We're going to read this letter on the podcast. Mm. And I went the next day and my children had thrown it out. I had gone through the trash, everything. So I can't even remember the name. I think it's Thrive.
I'm going to fix you. I'm going to fix
Thrive
you.
Thrive something.
Whoever are they from this Kentucky? Is.
Yes. And I just emailed recently. I looked them up on the internet. Because I thought, maybe they're on the internet.
Hey, she should reach out to us again. And you can just say sorry to her now that you lost the letter. I didn't get to read it.
No, but literally, it's been months of guilt. Months of guilt. Because I really want to promote them.
Okay.
Well, here they are. Thrive Brew.
Thrive Brew. That's it.
And they're in
Kentucky. Yeah, but we should drink one on the potty.
Yeah, but Danny, you were meant to get one of those. And we just let all my 15,000 children.
Yes.
And some are Pearls, a couple.
You know,
eat it all up in two evenings.
Where the barn is full, where the oxen are plenty.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something. Hey, we have to hurry up because John and Leslie have to be out of here.
Yeah, but that was important.
And I wanted to do a whole party, my update on Pearl's Nerd Book Club. Mm-hmm. You know, people love that last party when I talked about the books, Show and Tell, that I'm reading. But I do want to say, Serene, real quick, we've got 2 minutes because it's kind of a funny, sad story about you.
You can't do it in 2 minutes. Save to the next time.
No, I shall do it if I want to. Yesterday,
are you looking at my dry crumbs in here and that's what?
Yes, she came with dry
you?
Crumbs because Serene is feeling under the weather, but she's so much better. So yesterday we had an all-day meeting. It was a branding meeting under fluorescent lights. John and Leslie were there. John barely made it from the fluorescent lights. But Serene was turned up and I just looked at her face and I'm like, oh no. And she's like, Pearl, I don't know what's wrong with me. When I pee, it feels like barbed wire. I'm in so much pain. I said, oh, you have a UTI. Serene's never had a UTI.
I'm like,
don't
understand. I've got 10,000 camels pounding on my something inside. I don't even know what they're pounding
on. She's like, and you know, when I pee, I have blood. And I'm like, Serene, that's a UTI. You can't let these things. She said, it was already wrapping around. Why is it in my back? I'm like,
pain?
Yeah, kidney pain.
Oh. I would have rather had 10 unmedicated births.
Yeah.
They are bad. UTIs, when they get that bad and you start bleeding and it's horrible. And she was just like rocking with pain. And we were in a business meeting where, you know, people had come in and they were making a presentation to us.
So I tried to stay as long as I could.
She had, but then halfway through I said, Sam, just take her to the doctor during the lunch break and then she'll come back and maybe she can endure it. But so she did. It was UTI straight away, you know. So and then she came back and then she tried to make it. She ended up going home. But I said to Serena,
I got on the good old antibiotics, which I thrive. Like I pride myself on my good old microbiome. And now I'm just slashing it to pieces.
But there's a reason. She's like, but why would I have gotten this? You know, I'm a healthy person. What am I doing wrong, Pearl? I'm like, you know, she's like, I'm addressing my hormones. You're not supposed to get UTIs once your hormones are addressed. And why do I have one? I said, well, sometimes it's nothing to do with that. You got introduced to a bit of bacteria. And this is the funny story that we will only share with Denny and our potty people.
She tried to share it with the business people yesterday. I said, don't you dare. And then she said a second ago, I'm going to bring it up on the potty. I'm like, of course you are. It's the pod. We tell our pod listeners
she
everything.
Doesn't mind 100,000 people listening on the potty, but she couldn't share it with like 15 people, business people.
I can relate to that.
So I said, but Serene, okay, I want to talk to you. I want to find out the reason you got this. And so I said, did you sit on a public toilet seat? Because I once got a UTI from a public toilet seat.
That's
got
to be the worst kind.
You know, normally you just hang in the middle and nothing touches.
But I remember touching before I hung, okay? And I did get a UTI. It was a bad one. Sorry about my voice. Then I said, Serene, do you kind of live on a farm. Was it a dirty toilet seat? She's like, no. I said, what about dirty toilet paper? And Serene's face was like,
you remember it.
Oh.
Well, what happened?
That's so funny.
Okay, so I was working out in my gym, and we have a bathroom near the gym, and then we have a bathroom all the way up in my room or all the way downstairs.
It's your home gym.
It's three levels. Yeah, home.
Okay.
And so I was in the middle of a set, and I'd already had my time was up for the next set, right?
Yeah, it was.
And I'm like pretty nerdy about my exercise and I really only had like 20 seconds to get back in and start the new rep. And so I ran to the bathroom next to the gym and it was out of toilet paper.
Okay.
None.
Yes.
Zilch. And I didn't want to drip dry. I thought that was not going to be, that wasn't the thing to do, but I saw.
You've drip dried many times.
I saw
Serene
in the corner of the bathroom the cardboard roll.
No,
empty.
No, do it.
No toilet paper on it.
The
but
floor.
I'm like, it's dry.
Oh,
this isn't a disgusting bathroom. I mean, it's my own home. Mm-mm. So I just pat it a little bit and just call it done.
And what did you do with the roll? Put it in the garbage?
You put it in the garbage.
Because I have done this, but it always has to be on the utensil. It can't be on the floor. That's a no. But if it's still there and it's, you know, the cardboard roll?
The roll?
The roll.
If it doesn't have toilet paper, I'll still use it if I'm desperate, long as it hasn't been on the floor. But she used one off the floor.
Well, it wasn't public floor. And it was just the corner, the clean swept corner, but it must have had enough of a something.
There is no such thing as a clean corner in the universe.
So then especially by house, the probably. Next morning from that was probably less than 24 hours.
Yeah, it was less than 24 hours.
She had a raging.
That was
UTI.
So raging.
Moral of the story, friends.
Don't use the rolls.
Even okay. if it's the perfect
if
shape.
If it touched the floor. Well, it wasn't a great shape, but it was.
I mean, I'd say it's a fair shape for the intended purpose.
It was better than nothing.
But then you don't flush a roll either. You have to put
I never thought of flushing a roll. You don't have to teach them that. That's not where they come.
Who
that kind
turns
of knowledge.
Into potties and hears these just pearls of wisdom?
What do you think the people did before toilet paper?
But guess what? They should actually have
Russ.
That. You know? Do you know the information that they have out there? Like, because they don't underestimate the daftness, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine they printed on a toilet paper thing, do not flush the roll?
Do not use the roll. And then flush the roll. They really should do is if roll is on floor.
Okay, not toilet paper
not
roll,
pick up and
cardboard
use.
Roll. Yes.
A little disclaimer on the roll itself.
Yeah, so I should
because
sue them.
Because you know some
I should
person
probably
is going to
them, right?
Yeah.
You're
shouldn't
the person.
I? Because I'm ruining my microbiome because they did not print that.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Fair. It's like the it's like hot on the McDonald's coffee cup.
Yeah.
It's got
to
stay hot for some
Did
people.
Did you know that somebody won recently in a court case because she sued her parents for conceiving her without her consent? She actually won.
No.
And she's into adoption. She goes,
Hold
you see,
on.
But with my children, they, you know, they consented to have me as their parents.
When did
right?
they do that?
But
wow.
Yeah, it's just, but they won. That's how ridiculous the world is. So
all
that's
right,
why
so I'm going to get on
probably,
to
probably sue toilet
Noble
paper
says, rolls. I think you got hacked on Facebook. Noble said that to me right now.
Yeah, but that's such a rabbit trail.
Oh, man. You
hey,
know, I'm just going to say, did I send you
okay, Pearl, you're, this
Facebook
isn't fair
Messenger.
That we all have to... you're just talking to control the time.
Okay, but I better get back to the party.
Yeah, you were reserving your
that's
next...
That's true. But, no, but hey, if I'm hacked on Facebook, that's not good because I'm also admin on the Trim Healthy
You've got two
group.
Of the same book there. Why do you have that?
I'll tell you about that.
Okay.
Hey, I got a quick question, though, before we move on. Do you guys believe in and or use bidets?
Girls don't use bidets,
no,
do
I
they?
No, I don't. Like, oh, they do.
Do they use bidets?
We have one grown up.
To flush,
also
the, to flush the little ARS?
To flush the arse. No, I think it's for flushing the...
You missed
the
E.
Area. It's funny that you put the R in there.
Well, you always have to when because it brings a comical, addition to
but
the word.
But you left the E.
That's okay. The way British spells it.
Oh, it's spelled A-R-S.
That's the way they say it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got an R.
We went to China into these beautiful, beautiful hotels, and they all had bidets. But if you don't know how to use them, they can be dangerous.
You can, send you off into space.
Yes.
You can blast off.
Oh, my goodness.
Pearl, stop doing your...
I got hacked, and I have to finish a potty. I have to fix that, people.
No, you don't.
Right now?
But if you didn't bring your phone, you wouldn't know. Put the phone down.
And put it away from your body.
Did you get a message from me?
The EMFs.
Did you get a message? Okay. Here we go. So this is part two. So I've been reading some good books.
Part two of your reading club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pearl's book nerd club. I love to read. I don't get enough time, but I carry books around with me. I have some where go potty.
Yeah.
Because you
but what's with that?
You put them on the ground
I
and
know,
then when you're going potty,
but
you
why?
Pick them up.
Because that's
you can get stuff
you just
done.
Get in there and get done.
Well, think about it. When you're peeing, you could read a paragraph. When you go number two, you could definitely read a page.
I'm in and out quicker than that, you see.
Well, it's so great for you. I'm just saying what I'd do.
I could do four pages.
But now I know the kind of person you are.
Then I read also right before bed because I find that is much better
I
for the limbic system.
I wonder what people are doing in there when they go into the bathroom and don't come out for half an hour. And now I know.
Well, they're just reading more.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, life is so fast-paced these days, it's hard to get time to read. I never get time in the day. So then at the end of the night, I always read before bed. So that's when I get most of my reading done. And it just relaxes me, and that's my time. So But the
because you don't sit down and nurse babies anymore, exactly. You have to go read in the toilet.
Yeah.
Because
nursing was such a good time to read, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Wasn't it, Dan?
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. I don't know. Because you always have a story about Lisa when
ooh,
I say nursing.
Oh, hold on. I think my milk just came in. Yes.
I would say this potty is definitely on to PG already. We've got the ARSE. We've got the toilet.
This potty's already just junk.
Okay, but I'm gonna make it better right now. And I got hacked on this potty.
Serene, I saw you look at the camera.
I know, because you don't want me to break
the
fifth, whatever it's called.
Fourth
wall.
We haven't brought one thing of worth today. Let me bring
something.
Yes,
we have. Don't use cardboard rolls
and do
that have flipped
bidets
onto their side in the toilet and in the bathroom floor corner.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
I'm Serene.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. And this just makes this potty worse, but the book I really wanted to bring, I couldn't find. But I'm going to tell you about it. But it's been the one that's rocking my world.
This was the Trim Healthy Podcast. We thank you for tuning in today. And you never should again.
I said to Serene, I'm going to bring part two of my book club and bring all my greatest books. And then I ran around the house like for an hour, like freaking out because I couldn't find the book. I'll start with it then. It is called The XX Brain.
Did you check all the toilets in the house?
Can you look up who the author is of The XX Brain, Leslie?
Yes, it was Samantha.
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
Lisa somebody, I believe. Doctor.
Dr. Lisa.
The reason why
you told me once.
I feel like I would recommend this book, and I do want to say all the books that I'm talking about, I don't always agree with every single word in there. People don't agree with every single word rewrite, right? Who?
Lisa
Moscone. But I always take away gems. And if a book has some gems, I'm going to talk about it here. Mm. I read a lot of books that I don't really have.
So if
gems,
you listen to one of these books that she suggests reading and then you're like, oh my goodness, Pearl believes all this?
Yeah,
no, she doesn't. We only believe the Bible as
yeah,
far
fully
as the fullness.
Yeah. But the book was incredible because this doctor has spent the last several decades putting her work into studying female brains. And really what she's all about is helping people prevent and... I don't know. There's nothing right now that can really turn around dementia and Alzheimer's, sadly.
Well, there is. Sometimes. But what about plasminogens
not, yes.
and different
those
things
are things,
like
but they haven't been documented in large studies.
Right, but they can't. They're showing...
there are books.
Yeah.
There are books about them and there are studies, yes. Plasminogen. She didn't actually talk about that in her book,
yeah.
But she did talk about lifestyle. I'm going to talk about
is
that.
Is that a food or something?
Plasminogen is...
It's kind of a fatty...
Yeah, and it comes from seaweed. And or are they mussels or they the clams, something you can get it from sea,
but you don't eat it. No, you actually they isolate it and concentrate it, and it actually reverses Alzheimer's. They say
it's a medical procedure though.
No, it's not. It's a supplement.
You would swallow
yeah.
this.
Yeah, yeah, drops. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, keep going.
So. What
but
she,
anyone listening who has a family member with dementia or that's getting worse,
yeah, because there's people
you can
wanting
look
to
up
stop
plasminogens
right
on the internet. We met the scientist behind it, amazing guy.
What's his name now, Doctor?
We wanted to have him on the potty.
Yeah,
I read his book and it was like the most incredible book. It was hard to
you
even wrap your brain
you
around.
You look it up. Oh. Well, I talk about the.
But anyway,
brain.
You could look it up because we've got our father on it for prevention. He does, he's not showing any signs, but
I
we thought prevention.
I buy my mum and dad plasminogens for prevention.
I keep putting my code
0219,
in here.
0219. Oh, I just told the whole world. My code for my phone.
That's great. Whisper.
I'll change it. My birth date. My birth year.
Yeah, no wonder you get hacked every afternoon.
Yes,
listen, you told me.
I could have just given it to her.
Okay.
She's hacked and now she's telling her whole thing on the internet.
And it's funny that you really committed to try to sort it out off mic. Like,
okay, silly. The XX brain.
Yeah,
she
XX
talks
brain.
About the what happens to a woman's brain as she loses estrogen. And this is why I love the book so much. Because she actually showed images. That's what she does. She studies brains of a woman, a premenopausal woman whose brain was completely lighting up because there was enough glucose in it, to a perimenopausal woman and a postmenopausal woman.
Okay, do you want to just interrupt here because then we
no,
can move
let
on?
Me finish this. Then you do it. Let me finish. Lovely girl, I love you. You're poor sick and I'm being mean to you. And she showed the difference. And in a perimenopausal woman, the brain was, I mean, I wish I could show it to you here, but the brain had light all in the image. And with the peri and the post.
No, the pre-menopausal had the light.
The pre had the light. Okay. Peri and the post, there were dark places all over there. But what was interesting was I showed it to Serene. I said, Serene, I know you're not post-menopausal like me, but you might want to consider replacing your hormones right now because perimenopausal women have the same issues.
I was going to wait until done, like menopause. Okay, now I'll start hormones. And really encouraged me with my decision to kind of like go straight on to them because, you know, I had definitely reached perimenopausal. Everything was definitely, the cycles were totally changing. And then Pearl's like, if I could do it over again, if there's any encouragement I can give you as a little sister, don't do what I did.
Well, what came out in the book is something that I've experienced myself. And I'm doing things to try to combat that, but it has been, it's been an issue. I'll just be honest. When I went through perimenopause, you know, that's the time, the 8 years before you go through actual menopause where your period stops. It's usually about 8 years for women. Many women don't know they're in it.
And starts when?
That's when it's no certain age. It's when your periods change, and usually you're in your 40s, late 30s, but it's when your hormones start changing and declining. Sometimes they go up and down as they decline, but they are declining.
What are some first signs, though?
The first signs are change periods, change in mood, weight gain, change in metabolism. You experience too heavy periods or too light, or they change. They're not 28 days apart anymore. Everything just changes, and... You lose your testosterone, that starts to go down, progesterone starts to go down, but also people think, oh, during perimenopause, I'm estrogen dominant.
Well, they can be estrogen dominant, but it doesn't mean they have too much estrogen.
No.
It just means there's not enough of the other things. In fact, if they had more estrogen, they would probably have enough progesterone, because if you have enough estrogen, you'll ovulate. If you ovulate, that's when you can get progesterone. So the problem is not the finding out estrogen dominance. I have too much estrogen. Maybe you don't have enough. That's why you're estrogen dominant.
Yeah, estrogen dominant is just such a catchphrase that has caught so many women in a lie where they're scared of estrogen. But really, it means you don't have enough progesterone to balance your estrogen.
Yeah, and because you probably didn't have enough estrogen to produce progesterone.
Yes, so it's like, which comes first, chicken or the egg? It doesn't matter. Even in perimenopause, it declines. Some months it might be quite high. Other months it's going down, but it is going down. And when our estrogen goes down for us women, and this whole book is about it, and she has the research studies and she has the data there. When our estrogen declines, our brain is no longer protected. Why? Why? Okay, so there's many things about estrogen that protect our brain, just like estrogen protects our heart. As soon as a woman goes into menopause, she actually has the same risk of men as heart disease, and before that she's protected. Actually, it goes up and we get more heart attacks than men. It's incredible.
Yeah. It's the leading cause of death after menopause, heart attacks.
But what does estrogen do
in women?
Estrogen makes us insulin sensitive, and insulin is able to carry that glucose to the brain. The brain requires glucose. So when we become, you know, insulin resistant and we lose our estrogen, this is what happens.
They're calling dementia and Alzheimer's now a form of diabetes 3, type 3 diabetes.
So it's all to do with getting that glucose to the brain. Now, there are things that she talked about, like some people believe that it's plaque formations, but that actually hasn't proven to be correlated with dementia and Alzheimer's. Women get dementia and Alzheimer's so much more than men. Men do get it sometimes, but it's a disease primarily afflicting women. And she has devoted her whole life to combating this. So what are some of the things in the book? I suggest you get the book. The funny thing is...
The XX Brain by Dr. Brain. Lisa Moscone.
Yeah.
The question. Are the disease... Because different diseases seem to favor, if you will, men versus women. Are these things hormonally affected? Like, is the lack of hormones...
Yes. Yeah. The reason men get more heart disease is because they don't have as much estrogen as women. Woman, estrogen is the biggest prevention, and it's like, what is it against heart disease? It's like a...
Well, they say, you know, men need a little estrogen, and all of these estrogen blockers they started to give to men that totally eradicated all their estrogen, they were finding out those men were not protected anymore and had more of a chance, a higher risk of
heart
disease.
So you make some estrogen, Danny, but you don't make as much as us, right?
So the idea is... balance.
Yeah.
Like men and women have different profiles, but they both need to be balanced.
Yeah.
Right. And I do want to address that word. You are totally right. But at a certain point, the word balance for with hormones doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people say, you know, they're our age and say, I just want to balance my hormones. Do you have a supplement to balance? But once you're in peri, there's really no...
Well, definitely once you're in post.
Right, exactly.
You've got nothing to balance. But once right. you're in peri...
But what I'm saying is, oftentimes in you're really in peri and you're into the late yeah. peri, maybe adding one hormone will help balance the others, like yeah. adding progesterone to antagonize estrogen or whatever. That may help. But you really have to start putting those hormones in. And to balance them, you have to put one in. You can't really just take a herb and say, I'm going to balance them all out.
Doesn't work.
So it's a dangerous word, even though it's a right word. Yeah. And the way you were using it is correct. But there's a point where when people say, I have balanced hormones or I want to get balanced hormones, it's...
They have no hormones to balance. It's like premenopausal woman could say that.
A lot of people go through menopause and say, my hormones are balanced out now because I'm no longer having hot flashes. No, they're tanked.
Yeah.
They're not balanced.
Wow.
I do want to say though, so what I noticed, I'm going to go back to a personal story, was when I went through perimenopause,
Do we all have our hankies for you? So no. We can shed a tear.
I started to get quite a lot of brain fog. And word recall was my big thing. And then it was so much more pronounced after I went through menopause. My brain was always so sharp and I still feel like it's sharp. I can write, I can think about things, but pulling words out, they were just missing. It literally scared me. They were not there. I couldn't find them. And then the more research I did, that's actually what caused me. That and the hot flashes was what, you know, my big decision to go on hormones in the end. I'm so glad I did. But I said to Serene, I so wish I did not let them decline because it happened. And the hardest thing is to get that back. Now, getting it back, of course, you need to put your estrogen back. There's some other things you can do.
I'm so glad that you didn't let them decline because you didn't, because you mean you're so glad you didn't wait longer in decline. Is that what you meant?
I'm so glad.
Because you did allow them to decline.
I'm so glad I didn't wait longer, but I wish I'd started sooner.
Yeah.
I really do because I'm not the same. I mean, I think I'm still Pearl, but I feel like... it's hard for me to recall some words sometimes. And according to this book, and it made so much sense as I read through it, it's that lack of estrogen. And I went without it. Well, perimenopause, it was declining. But then I went through the whole year of no periods. That was when I went through official menopause. And then I waited another year until I started on hormones. And it was too long for me. Now, you might be listening. You might like me, but 62, and you might think, oh, no, now it's just worse for me. What am I going to do? So I feel like there's always hope for us, and you don't have to have Alzheimer's or dementia just because you waited that long, or maybe you don't have any problems at all, and that's fantastic, but it does afflict many, many women. The greatest thing we can do to prevent Alzheimer's and dementia, according to these studies and according to latest research, is to put back our hormones. Sooner the better.
And how do women do that?
And can I just say something here for 5 minutes? Therapy. We've said it before. We've said it over and over. But sometimes repeating is great, you know? And so I would like to say here, the argument, well, I just want to be natural, right? Yeah. You know, I just want, if God, you know, allows the cycles of a woman to stop, it's his design. Let's go with his design. I used to think that way. And I used to think, well, you know, oh yeah, that's not great for these women. I would see them decline, like you can see after menopause, you know, your aunties or your whatever that didn't have any problem with insulin resistance are now struggling. You know, they get thicker around the middle, and you can start to see, even as a young girl, you can see and you notice what happens to women. You kind of know, you think that may be your plight. Okay, well, that's what happens at that age. That's what's going to happen. But then I started thinking about it, and you know, I walked past my garden one day, and my husband and sons were all amending the soil, putting things back in that had been depleted. And I thought to myself, why are they just, I mean, I say, let's let the garden be natural. Don't put anything back in it, right?
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, you know, my mum would be putting on glasses to read. And I would think to myself, well, that's amending eyesight, right? The way of nature would just be to let her not read. Past a certain age, you're just not meant to read. That's the way of nature, right? And you're not meant to drive because that's the way of nature.
Because you can't see.
And and everybody's meant to just blend up their food after 50-something when most of the molars are gone unless you've put crowns. You know, everyone's had teeth work in their by 50s. You've had teeth work, right? Well, no one meant to blend. But, well, you can't blend because that's something that's been, you know, invented too. That's not natural, right? We weren't born with a blender on our side. So it gets so woo-woo where it's like everything is about – amending and advancing and about using our creativity under God to find the things that he has out there for us and to enhance them and to be co-creators with him.
I think it really afflicts us crunchy girls, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, those of us that want to be natural. But sometimes natural is fantastic. Sometimes natural is jolly bad. Like natural. Natural is when our muscle just declines.
Entropy is natural.
Yeah.
And then we get bone decline and then we break a hip and we die.
Yeah.
It's all natural. I don't want to do it.
You know what's natural too? The instinct to have a temper.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some things are natural that you just want a temper. I mean, what I meant by that is actually temper, control it. Yeah.
You did a double.
I do want to say so.
And also, one more thing. Yep. These bioidentical hormones have been placed there by the creator. Yes. They're found in nature.
So they're isolated from the herbs.
Okay, so, but who has these bioidentical hormones?
Well, you need their prescription. You need to see a really good doctor. Why do you think we are bringing this whole Trim Healthy Medical thing to the world?
But
because
right
there's
now,
such a need.
Like today, though, like do people go
you
to
need
their
to
primary?
Seek out a good doctor that understands hormones and that you don't need to convince and that who has educated herself or himself about the importance of them.
This is a women's clinic, maybe?
And don't be afraid because
not
of
not
the...
Not usually.
Don't be afraid because of the dogmatic kind of deception out there that estrogen is dangerous. Mm-hmm. There was a WHI study that was flawed and now has been found to be flawed.
She goes through that in the book. But one thing I will have to say about this doctor, and I just think it's fabulous. And I haven't even got a chance to talk about her lifestyle, what she says.
Because but don't do it yet.
Okay. So her take on hormones is, yes, she believes that they're important. And for many women, they probably... other thing that's going to save them, but she hasn't been schooled like many doctors, like who were under Dr. K, on just the importance of flourishing hormones. She's more about, well, you know, menopausal hormone therapy is doing the least for a certain amount of time and then going off when you can. That's what she's been
educated with. It doesn't really prove her pictures.
It doesn't, but that's all she knows
that.
So far.
Right.
So just go into it knowing that. But when it comes to lifestyle, so many, many people know about the APOE4 gene. And you know how, have you heard of that, Danny?
No.
If you have it.
Say the acronym
let me
again.
Let me say it.
Can we talk about it after the superfood spotlight?
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Hey, what is OPP?
Optimized plant protein, Danny. And thank you for asking because I really want to talk
about
this stuff.
Are we recording?
Yes, we're recording.
Oh, my God. I just got a bag of this. I'm down with OPP.
Yeah. So Trim Healthy Eating, we anchor all our meals and snacks around protein.
Why? Because protein-centered meals stabilize the blood sugar, enable a higher calorie burn, and deter excess hunger. Dan?
Yeah. Stops the snackies.
I put it in my oatmeal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk about all the ways. So what is optimized plant protein? It is our new protein. Actually, it's kind of repackaged. Yes, it's in a new package, but more than that, it was our original hemp protein. And why did we choose hemp for plant?
Because it tastes the jolliest best.
Well, it's not chalky.
Yeah, because rice protein is chalky. Pea is bleh, black.
Yeah. And hemp has a lot of health benefits, right?
It's anti-inflammatory.
But here's what we discovered. And when we discovered it, we changed it and became the first. Vegetarian proteins, as great as they are, and they are great, they don't have enough lutein to fuel our muscles.
And lutein is the driver to trigger muscle synthesis. Without it, ain't no muscle being built.
Lutein is an amino acid. And yeah, like Serene said, you can have all the protein in the world. You can have 30 grams of protein, but you're not going to fuel your muscles if you do not have enough lutein.
And the hemp by itself does not have enough. And other plant proteins, they don't have enough either. And it's also lower in bioavailability. Mm-hmm. Bioavailability. But the thing is, we haven't just added lutein. We have hacked this whole thing to make it more bioavailable, to make it easier to digest. And we've added other essential amino acids too so that your body can really go to town building muscle.
So let's get to the crux of it. Our optimized plant protein has 3 times the bioavailability of basic protein. And in just get this, people. In just 1 3-tablespoon serving, it gives you the bioequivalence of 48 grams of protein.
And so you will read the back and it says, 3 tablespoons is 16 grams of protein. Yes, but guess what? when you ingest that thing with the lutein trigger and the other hacks in there, your body receives it and goes to work with it like 48 grams.
So this could be for like workout type stuff. Yes, for sure. Definitely. Not just like balanced meals.
We are going to optimize our whey, and then you'd want to use that. But we're going to optimize all our proteins. Optimized plant is the first. And yes, at this point, you can use it post-workout.
But for me, like you said, Danny, it's my oatmeal proteinizer.
Yeah, it's my breakfast.
Yeah.
And I love it in smoothies.
And kefir swirls.
Before this, you know, people use whey protein and all that's fine, but it was never yummy in oatmeal. It goes weird. You can't heat it. You can heat this stuff. It retains all of its protein. It doesn't change. It doesn't glycate or anything like that. I mean, we're so excited about this, Serene. I put this every day. I have a lot of optimized plant protein. I put it in my kefir and then I add baobab and it's like a mousse. I add a little stevia, and that I can either make it an S, put nuts and stuff on top, or I can make it an E and put goji berries.
I do the same thing with twinsies.
It's just changed my life.
Pearl, when it leaves the house, like because you put the last little few crumbles into your bowl or smoothie, do you just want to cry and say, I've got no food in the house. I've got no food in the house. Like until I get another pouch back in the house, there's nothing to eat.
My son's going to play football in college. And he uses this in his smoothies.
That's so awesome, Danny. Do you stir it into oatmeal as you make it, or do you pour it in after? Because either way is fine.
No, it's a part of the cooking.
I cook with it too.
Just so you're listening, you can do it both ways. Yeah. Because I know it doesn't glycate, but my brain says don't eat that beautiful thing.
No, I love cooking with
it. So we take the protein you were paying for seriously at Trim Healthy. We're protein people.
Nerds.
But guess what? We're not old school protein people. We're protein of the future. So stick around and...
That 48 grams is nutty.
We're going to make all your protein you get from us
come true. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
We're back. I'm saying it because you're not, Danny. I'm saying it. Okay, So she talks about the APO4 gene, and this is something that I've never tested on myself, but I know our grandmother had Alzheimer's. So it's usually a genetic thing. And if you have there are four genetic SNPs showing you your risk for APO, for Alzheimer's. Those who have the APO2 have a very low risk. Those who have the APO3 have moderate. And some people have an APO4 and another one. And they have kind of a significantly higher risk, but those who have the APO4 or E, whatever it is, hopefully I'm saying it right, and they have the double.
They
are at the highest risk for Alzheimer's.
Chris Hemsworth, I think, tested out for both.
Okay, and she talks about, she said it's up to each individual whether they want to test to find out, because she said, I find that some people find out and then just live the rest of their lives in fear, and I don't think that's good for their brain. Yeah. Anxiety is not good for your brain.
That's tough, yeah.
But she said it does help some people because it gets their act into gear. Because she said this, she puts all the studies out, and this is what was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Those who have an AP, am I saying it, OE4 gene?
Well, if you would tell me your passcode your phone.
Okay, so those who have this risk gene can take it down to where their risk is as low as the people that don't have it by lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you have that APO4 gene or whatever, the high one, and you are living and you are not eating properly, and she talks about the foods. I mean, it's just basically Trim Healthy, right? You just need the wise protein. You need the greens. You need the berries. You need the flavonoids. You need the carbs. Mm-hmm. You need the beans and all those
things. You need
good
to make
things.
Sure you're not overdoing sugar.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the hugest thing. Devitalized foods, sugar, those are the things that increase inflammation in the body. And really, Alzheimer's and dementia are diseases of inflammation of the brain.
Hey, and we need to be forcing vegetables down, right?
Yeah.
Like, even if you don't like it.
You've got to be eating your veggies.
Like, when we first started this podcast, I feel like we were sort of gentle about things like that.
We're not as gentle anymore.
But I feel like as we're older now, you know, I feel more of a mandate to just sort of be like, I just have less patience for, I guess, first of all, for myself. When I'm like, I don't want carrots, you know, I don't want to get the peppers. I don't want to go to the organic section. And maybe I'm neurotic, but I'm starting to get into like only organic. I got to have a cart filled with vegetables and not cardboard boxes of man-made food. And is it, are we not, should we not be at some point like screaming from the rooftops, like, get over it, people, eat your dang veggies?
I think I think it's kind of coming to that time, but people are all in different states. Like, we've been sitting here for in a party for a long time, but we've still got newbies coming in. And people have been listening to us for years.
I feel like I even want to say to the newbies, hey, welcome. Eat your veggies right now. Yeah. Right now. Throw your cardboard out. You're going
to
die of
Alzheimer's.
But
there's a balance to it, too. So yeah. We want our really good proteins,
glad
too.
You're here.
And we want our healthy fats. And and she talks about that. You know, it's basic, right?
Because I kind of like ruined my body on the most organic, wonderful, high veggie diet. Yep. I ruined it because I did not place importance enough on the proteins.
Yeah. And yeah. So there's that beautiful balance that what we talk about. That's what we're all about in Trim Healthy. But then she talked about movement. Mm. And she talked about the risks of even if you have the highest risks of Alzheimer's according to these genetic SNPs, you bring them down to where they're low if you move. Because
you move.
It just lowers inflammation so much. And she's like, so for some people, getting themselves tested gets their butt into gear, and it's a brilliant thing because they lower their risk. And basically, you know, unless as they keep up their lifestyle and unless they do go back to what they were doing before, they don't have to get this disease.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
So it's really incredible. She talked about, you know, if that's you, if you have it, it's not a death sentence. It does not mean you're going to get it, because if you get proactive, you can turn it around.
Mm-hmm. And I think, isn't the wise move to just get proactive?
That's what she's saying. So it doesn't matter if you have it or not, be proactive.
Skip the test. I mean, I feel like I'm at such high risk for anxiety. Yeah. Like I could like a deer could kind of jump out in front of me on my motorcycle. And even though I don't even come close to hitting it, like the rest of the day, death is knocking at my door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just right. Stupid. And so like I couldn't get a test to find out if I
you just know.
Was at risk. I'm just going to
put it in. Like
I'm
if
just
you're the type of person
like
that doesn't need the inspiration of like fear-based button order, you can just put your button order.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I think the book was phenomenal. Do we have time for my
next
book?
But, like, I do want to explain.
Okay, well, maybe we'll just do that book and another book next time.
No, it just takes 30 seconds.
Can I hold your book while
you talk?
You've
already said it. I just want to reiterate it.
That's not the book. These are my other books.
Okay.
But you can hold them.
I'll hold them.
You've already said it. I just want to reiterate it. That when you read the book, her take on hormones, even though she totally believes in them and shows what happens to the brain without them, it's like use them as a Band-Aid while you're going through the...
Well, she says that's all that we have right now. She actually talked about investigating into more of it, but I don't understand why she doesn't see it out there, because she is very conventional. She works in the conventional field.
But
she talks to other conventional doctors, but she's posing the question constantly throughout the book.
So it is out there. Whatever she's posing is out there, because we've stumbled across
She says, I've posed these questions to other doctors. If estrogen is the thing, why are we not using it?
So we're working with other doctors now that believe in flourishing estrogen. Mm-hmm. So you don't just use it a little bit to get over your hot flashes. You put it in high amounts.
Yeah. Hey, but Serene, speaking of that genetic SNP, talk about the book then that we once read, because it's for those who have loved ones right now facing dementia and Alzheimer's.
Oh, yes.
It is maybe.
Well, can you do your piece?
Yeah, it is, you know, something that's very interesting, and it deals with those who have.
The book is a really hard book to read. It's so scientific. Yeah. It's like it took me. And I really wanted to understand it, because I don't like reading any book unless I wrap my head around it. So it took me like a week per page.
Yeah, this is Dr. Dayan.
I don't have a lot of time for reading, but I'd have to reread a sentence like about 10 times to really get it.
Yeah.
Dr. Dayan Goodenough, he talks about plasma allergens in that book.
Yes, it's DAYANGOODENOWE.
And the book is called Breaking Alzheimer's.
Dayan Goodenough. Yeah, Breaking Alzheimer's. And Prodome Sciences. Prodome Sciences. It's prodome.com. And all of his supplements. He is cutting edge, but preventing and turning Alzheimer's around.
But they are not cheap,
but they take a long time to get through those drops. Like
not Prodome, when you're buying it for your mother and your father.
Well, it's $1.99, right, for the drops, but they last
For a bottle.
But they last.
Will they last a month?
Yeah,
more probably, maybe a month and a half.
I do.
Let's just make our own.
No, they last a month.
Hey,
we got a good steal. Sometimes you can, Sam and I, you can buy them.
But you know, we're not saying that that's the answer to Alzheimer's. His evidence and his research is very compelling, and that's what he's given his life to. And you know, and he talks about the differences with the people with their the genetic markers, and once they're on plasma allergens, what happens to them. And so it's very fascinating. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Well, so, I mean, I'm looking at this.
I know, but we're going to have to take another party for each of those books because we got caught up in this, the XX Brain one. Funny that I started with that. I'm not even holding it.
I know.
I brought all my other books. The next one's called Cheating Death by Dr. Rand
McLean. It was so life-changing to you. You called me up immediately.
Yeah, I did.
And I got on my hormones straight away.
Well, I could just, all the evidence she was just putting there when I saw that picture of the brain, I'm like, oh, that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
You know, and so the things that I'm doing to restore my brain function, of course, I'm keeping up my great lifestyle, but I had that anyway. Mm-hmm. I did have that. It was my loss of estrogen that changed
things.
That
was the only thing, yeah.
Of course, I'm replacing my estrogen along with testosterone and progesterone. But I'm also taking lithium orotate now.
Okay.
And
there's some amazing
stories. Did you get it from Dr. Susanna?
Get it from Amazon.com.
She encouraged me to take it, but no, I just got it offline.
Will you show me what you're getting? Because I'm going to take it too.
She said any lithium orotate is pretty safe. Let's talk about
it.
Do you?
I haven't taken it in a long time. I've been taking GABA.
Fantastic for anxiety. Yeah,
GABA. I've been taking GABA.
Yeah. Now, we're not talking about the lithium orotate that
carbonate.
Is prescribed by doctors.
No.
For lithium carbonate for bipolar is much different to what I'm talking about.
Much heavier dose.
Hugely heavy dose. It has some people really need it, honestly, but it has some side effects like thyroid issues, things like that. Lithium orotate is a trace mineral, and if you look it up, the studies are so compelling on not only
what
it does for anxiety, but restores brain function. They did this study, and they gave it to people, and all the other people in that study lost gray matter, and the ones on lithium orotate actually gained gray matter.
Our brother's been taking it for years because he's a day trader, and he's very, a very highly stressful environment for the brain.
Yes.
And he takes quite a bit.
He does take a lot. He takes like 20, 30 milligrams. The lower dose is 5 or 10. I'm starting at 5.
Yeah.
I'll let you know how I go to see if it helps
you with
my word
recall.
You're
going to send me a link. Did you get it off of Emma?
I got it off of Emma, and I brought it for my daughter Meadow too because she has very strong postpartum anxiety, and the doctor we were talking to said she should be on lithium orotate. I give it to all my postpartum women, and it really helps them. It's safe. Mm-hmm. It's a trace mineral. It's something that your body requires anyway, but sometimes we need more of it. It used to be in our water supply. It's no longer there.
Right, and some people are deficient in it.
Yes, very deficient.
This natural thing that's in the body. And you think about ADHD kids.
Yes.
I'm an ADHD kid. You know, I don't. I'm not too quick to diagnose any of my kids with that, but I will say that like my personality traits run in the family.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you pop a little, you know, the lithium dissolves.
Have you
in
given
your
it to your children?
Totally.
It's great.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's experimentation. I mean, I wish I had some clinical doc guiding everything, but they don't get into lithium orotate.
Yeah.
You know, they'll recommend it.
Yeah.
They'll recommend GABA. Hey, try this, try that. But they're not going to like get into dosing. Mm. They're just going to tell you what you know, they'll suggest. So, but it's so natural that there's not really a big consequence.
No, there's not. That's what she said. She said, she said, I like people to start off with 5, see how they do. And then I often like them to jump up to 10.
Oh, really?
To 10. And I wouldn't suggest that for a child, but this is what she was telling me for myself because I was talking to her about my, you know, some
really
of my word recall issues, and then my daughter Meadow.
Even with natural stuff, I think it's wise to do 2 days in a row and then come off for a day or two, because even like the doctor mentality is, because I've asked doctors like, well, man, I feel like I did it consistently for half a month, and then I was sort of a nutbag because I'll forget about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to solve this ADHD thing with this stuff. And I mean, you can get really like out of control. You know what I mean?
Meaning if you...
When you come off of it.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, you ask a doctor that and they're like, they like look up and they're like, well, never come off. And it's like, well, that's unrealistic. You know, sometimes, especially if you're talking about ADHD, you forget.
Okay.
So... Yeah. You know, I always try, like anybody that asks me about my experience, I always add that, like, see how you do 2 days on and then come off, because you want to get a feel for, like, especially when you first start, there's some withdrawal side effects.
From lithium you found?
Anything.
Oh.
Caffeine.
Just supplements. I mean, yeah.
But lithium orotate and GABA.
A lot of body biohackers kind of take that approach. They're like, we take things, but we never take anything forever. But there's certain things for me that I like to take, like I like to take my vitamin D daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I like
how
to be at a certain level.
How much do you take
a day? 5,000, but one, and I'm a good responder to vitamin D. I'm a very good responder. And for me, because I'm on hormones, any woman who's even not on hormones, but, you know, when we're in these ages where breast cancer risk rises, you want your vitamin D, according to a lot of research and cutting edge doctors, to be around 80.
You take your vitamin K along with it.
Yeah, your K
most
too.
Often you can find a supplement with them combined.
And I usually stay right around there, 80 to 90, and I'm with 5,000, and I do great. But then one time I was just taking it every single day for months and months and months, and I was like 100 and something, and my doctor said, okay, you can just take 2 days off a week, then you're a good responder, you don't need to be over 100.
I'm not as much of a great responder, and my husband doesn't respond well at all, so we have had to go to the liposomal vitamin D3 drops, and we had to take our K on the side,
and that works better for you.
Brilliant. Yeah, it's so yummy.
See,
like
vitamin withdrawal, if you will, could be like a little bit of a sniffle might come, you know, you take high dose vitamin C and then stop. You might feel a little chalky throat or something. Almost like that's the consequence of vitamin withdrawal. But I feel like the consequence of lithium, GABA, actually GABA is so mild. I don't know that there's much there, but 5-HTP.
Oh yeah. Those are things that are affecting the kind of transmitters in your brain.
Serotonin and things like that. And so that,
and maybe you were that crazy though before all of that, and you're just more aware of the crazy when you miss a day.
So this doctor I talked to, I said, man, when we go, cause me and my son were taking it for like half a month and we came off, and I was like, dude, we got a little nutty, you know? I mean, we were angry with just nothing, and everything was too like, You get fussy about something, you're like, oh, my bad. But you just hang on to it, and you're just angry for like an hour. And it gets dumb. I mean, this is a thing. So now you stable types might
we looked at each other like angry for it, but we don't suffer with that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So we need compassion.
There are people out there that are sensitive, and they're...
Maybe their brain just gets stuck there.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
Their brain profile is higher ups and downs. And so... I find that of all three of those that I mentioned, the 5-HTP is the most intense.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It also stands to be the most beneficial, but it can be the most intense on the withdrawal. So I asked our doc about it, and he was saying that not only was he like, we'll never come off, but he said that I've gotten accustomed my whole life to operating with background anxiety and this sort of way that I go through life in a kind of a manic way. And so it can feel really strange at first to be at sort of a nice, healthy baseline level. And he said, so when you're saying that you're withdrawing when you come off of this stuff, he's like, you know, you're withdrawing back into negative. He was like, this is new for you.
Yeah, that's kind of what Serene was saying.
Exactly. That's
you're going returning to that.
You're returning to this negative thing that you're comfortable with and that you're used to. So he's like, you know, commit to having a balanced, stable, healthy brain.
Well, we're going to have to go now because we're going to record the other potty right after this. We'll be in the same clothes. But I do want to say the other thing that I'm going to be doing, haven't started yet, to restore all of my word recall, is cibrolysin. You can look it up. It's a peptide. CEBROLYSIN.
Okay.
It's actually a Russian drug, but you can get it as a supplement and you inject it.
Okay, it's not a peptide.
It is a peptide, but the Russians kind of invented it. It's literally incredible, the studies at restoring brain function.
Is that stuff you can sniff?
No, not Silank. That's Silank and C-Max. Well, and those are other two peptides. Have you ever looked into Silank or C-Max for anxiety?
No.
Huge. Just look them up.
Okay. The peptides. You can sniff them.
The world of medicine.
Sounds drugging.
The world of
medicine. It's like a little, like you would with sinus. Like
I wish I could smoke and it were healthy.
Okay, so the world of medicine, guys, is going into peptides. You watch. Peptides. Mm. All the new weight loss drugs are all peptides. Yeah. It's going to be going into peptides, which are things our own body makes, and they are regenerating. So this cibrolysin, even on children with autism, people that have had accidents, strokes, restoring brain function, and then those just with some memory loss and word recall. So I'm going to be doing that. I'll let you know how it goes.
Hey, was I just reading the other day about people that had terrible car accidents, like brain injuries, strokes, and if you get enough magnesium...
The other thing is progesterone right after a stroke.
It was progesterone.
Another little disclaimer, though, when it comes to lithium orotate, 5-HTP, GABA, you know, you're not supposed to be combining this stuff. You know, because...
Are you speaking from experience?
No, I'd never have, but you can get, I think it's like serotonin toxicity.
Yeah.
You could get into very dangerous levels of people, like when they come off of their antidepressants. Yeah. So I think you kind of need
choose one or two or
just
or
one.
Use a holistic doctor to
tell and you have doctor guide. Yes, but both pick one, but also do nothing without the doctor's guiding you.
Nice, Danny.
I just know. I know from experience these things are. They're supplements. You can get them on Amazon, but you should know what you're doing too. Yeah.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.